Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Moving On, written by Anna Jacobs, read by Penelope Freeman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Chapter 1.
Why don't you bring a friend with you to the wedding, Mum? Then you won't have to sit alone.
Avoiding her mother's eyes, Rachel twisted and turned in front of the mirror, holding her hair up and checking her profile. I don't need to bring a friend to my own daughter's wedding, surely. Molly picked up a tissue that had fallen to the ground, suddenly feeling apprehensive. What did Rachel want to change now? You'd have thought they were organising the premiere of a Hollywood blockbuster movie, not a wedding.
Well, Dad's a bit worried that with him and Tasha sitting together and Brian sitting with Geneva, you'll be on your own at the family table.
Craig worried about her? No way. The last time he'd worried about her was when he'd asked for a divorce 2 years ago and been desperate to take as much money as he could out of the marriage with him. And the house. He'd badly wanted to stay in the family home, but she dug her heels in there. When Rachel said nothing, Molly added, Anyway, I won't be on my own. My son and daughter will be on the top table with me.
Yes, but...
Here it comes, thought Molly. More bad news. It felt as if she'd been standing alone against the rest of the family ever since Craig left. She braced herself, determined not to weep or make a scene. She'd done that all too often over the first few bewildering months of sorting out a new life for herself.
Well, Mum, Tasha thinks she and Dad should sit on either side of us, and Jamie's parents don't mind.
Tasha isn't the mother of the bride. I am.
I know, and no one can take that away from you. But you see, it's her money that's paying for such a swish venue. Dad's not been exactly flush since you took the family home and he had to buy the flat.
Thank goodness she'd come to her senses before it was too late, Molly thought. And thank goodness her friends had found her a good lawyer. It was my family home, actually, which I inherited. Why should he take it from me?
You have to keep harping on that, don't you? It was Daddy's home as well for 10 years, and he misses it terribly. He looks so sad when he talks about it.
Molly breathed in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?